With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Flooding, the result of torrential rains, is swamping parts of southeast Texas, including Harris County and Houston.
Our divers are here, our high water vehicles. The city of Houston is doing everything it can, its first responders and its leadership, to be prepared and will not hesitate to work with any agency that has resources that we can use.
Houston Mayor John Whitmire says the worst is yet to come, with devastating flooding expected into the weekend. Rainfall totals have so far topped 10 inches. In some spots, evacuations have taken place and there have been many high water rescues. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont hopes a stretch of I-95 in southwest Connecticut can be reopened by Monday morning. A gasoline tanker truck crashed and burned, damaging a bridge, closing the interstate at Norwalk. Calm has returned to UCLA following yesterday's police raid, and there is a huge mess to clean up, though. More than 200 people arrested, and President Biden finally relenting to growing pressure to address the unrest that continues to roil many campuses.
The president said there's a right to protest, but not a right to cause chaos. Asked by reporters whether he thinks the National Guard should intervene, he said no. And the president also said that he's not reconsidering any of his administration's Mideast policies because of the campus protests.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, there were more than 100 arrests at New York's Columbia University. The NYPD cleared out protesters there. Arizona's highly restrictive Civil War-era abortion ban is no more. Governor Katie Hobbs signing a bill repealing the law. Now a 2022 statute that bans the procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy will take effect in Arizona. Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 264 points. This is SRN News. Americans have some strange beliefs.
A new poll from Arizona Christian University reveals that 31% of adults think that animals, plants, and inanimate objects possess a unique spirit just as humans do. 46% believe that humans are born without sin and become either good or bad based on the decisions they make in life. And 23% think only science can determine what is true. Many Americans who call themselves Christians share these beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supporters of an abortion amendment in South Dakota have submitted more signatures than required to make the ballot this fall. The effort echoes similar actions in other states where voters have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, including California, Michigan, Ohio, and Vermont. Abortion will appear on several other state ballots this year. South Dakota currently outlaws the procedure except to save the life of the mother under a trigger law that took effect after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. The latest on a lawsuit brought by some former detainees who had been held at a notorious Iraqi prison.
A federal judge has declared a mistrial after a jury in Alexandria, Virginia, said it was deadlocked and could not reach a verdict in the trial of a military contractor accused of contributing to the abuse of detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq 2 decades ago. The mistrial came in the jury's 8th day of deliberations. Judge Leonie Brinkema said what happened in the case was absolutely appalling. Virginia-based CACI had argued that it wasn't complicit in the detainees' abuse, that any liability for their mistreatment belonged to the government, not CACI. The plaintiffs can seek a retrial. I'm Norman Hall.
Maui County, Hawaii, suing major cell carriers failing to properly inform police of widespread outages during last summer's deadly wildfire. The outage prevented warnings from getting through to residents. More details at srnnews.com.